The resolution calls for an advance team of up to 30 observers to be sent to monitor the cessation of violence in Syria. United States Ambassador Susan Rice is the Security Council President for April. During the meeting, she spoke in her national capacity.
Today, with this resolution, the Security Council has indicated it will judge the Syrian regime by its actions, not its words. The Council has authorized an advanced group of monitors to verify the Syrian government's compliance. In doing so, the Council has taken a step towards fulfilling its own responsibilities. And it's about time.
The United Kingdom was among the countries that sponsored the resolution. UK Ambassador Mark Lyall Grant said the resolution is absolutely clear on the commitments Syria must now fulfill.
It must end the movement of troops towards and begin the pullback from population centres and cease the use of heavy weapons. As the Joint Special Envoy has made clear, it must also return troops and heavy weapons to their barracks. Second, it must implement the full six-point proposal in its entirety. And third, it must ensure that the monitoring mission that we have authorised can operate effectively with full freedom of movement and access, freedom to interview individuals without retaliation against them, allow unobstructed communications, and guarantee its safety without prejudice to freedom of movement.
The Security Council resolution also paves the way for a full monitoring team to be deployed to Syria. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin said an officer from his country will be among the advanced group of observers.
The resolution addresses requirements not only to the government of Syria, but also to opposition groups to fully cooperate with monitors and to fulfill the Annan six-point proposal.
China expressed its hopes for the monitoring team. Li Baodong is the country's ambassador to the United Nations.
We hope the advanced team will fully respect Syria's sovereignty, act in strict accordance with the mandate of the Security Council, carry out its mission in a neutral, objective, and just manner, make good preparation for the deployment of the supervision mission, and play an active and a constructive role in sustaining the cessation of violence and bringing about a lasting peace and stability in Syria.
Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari attended the meeting and addressed reporters afterwards.
The Syrian government is of the opinion that the ball now is in the camp of those who are supporting the armed groups in Syria. These governments and parties should get involved in respecting the letter and the spirit of the six-point plan of Mr. Kofi Annan.
Both the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and Kofi Annan have welcomed the resolution, and they said they are committed to doing their best to see that the advance team is deployed as soon as possible. Deanne Penn, United Nations.